ऑस्ट्रेलिया में इंडिजिनस नौजवान डिजिटल दुनिया में अपना नाम बना रहे हैं और अपना बिजनेस बढ़ाने के साथ साथ इंडिजिनस अफराद को नौकरियां भी फराहम कर रहे हैं। क्या इस अमल से मुल्क में बेरोजगारी की शरह कम हो सकती है? मकैला जेड नामी खातून ने एक स्टार्टअप कायम किया है, लेकिन ये उनके लिए आसान न था। उनका कहना है कि खवातीन और इंडिजिनस कम्युनिटी से होना और फिर ऐसा स्टार्टअप बनाना मुश्किल है।
That still happens now. Done a lot of investment rounds, talking to people about investing in the company, and there seems to be a lot of dialogue about the fact that I'm an Indigenous woman and I have a tech startup in a remote area. It seems to create a lot of conversation around the risk value of my enterprise, which can be really confronting.
जेड ने सबसे पहले एक डिप्लोमा किया जो उनके ख्वाब को पूरा होने की पहली सीढ़ी साबित हुआ।
And I'd gathered together a list of 15 companies and I called every single one of them over a 2-day period, which was really terrifying. I was really lucky in the end that somebody said yes.
University of Technology Sydney aur Charles Sturt University ki ek research ke mutabik indigenous khawateen apni community ki tarakki aur farogh ke liye aham kirdar ada kar rahi hain, lekin ab bhi unhein madad ki zarurat hai.
And that really raised questions to me about how we manage data, what kind of data we're creating, who owns the data, where does it live, how do people maintain ownership over that data in a community and custodial setting.
Perth se taluk rakhne wale entrepreneur Leslie Delafors ka kehna hai ki aksar ye samjha jata hai ki kisi startup ki kamyabi ke liye koi khas talimi qabiliyat ya degree ki zarurat hoti hai, lekin aisa nahi hai.
When I first started out, I didn't have a tertiary qualification, but getting into startups actually doesn't discriminate in terms of not having that piece of paper. The more and more actual people that it's actually adopting and leveraging technology actually support social and economic activities as well.
Unka kehna hai ki technology ne indigenous afraad ko naukri ke naye mauqe faraham kiye hain.
The easiest way to screen people out is to see if they have a tertiary qualification. So there goes most of Aboriginal people straight away. The higher level of the recruiter, the more experienced the recruiter, the higher level of bias. So we remove that bias altogether by using blind hiring. So companies undertake an assessment or profiles of what they're looking for in the individual and their values. And we found a lot of Aboriginal people had the values of working with these organisations. And but through removing that unconscious bias and enhancing that the blind hiring recruitment process, they naturally increased their Indigenous representation by 28%.
उनका ये भी कहना है कि Indigenous अफराद का मुस्तकबिल सुनहरा है.
A lot of us are actually digitally connected compared to the aging population. And within that, we're starting to see a lot of Indigenous startups that actually have a social focus. So it's creating that awareness within the community about the richness of Aboriginal culture and also supporting those strategies in terms of closing the gap.
जेट की कामयाबी से ये भी साबित होता है कि किसी इंडिजिनस कम्युनिटी के फर्द को कामयाबी हासिल करने के लिए किसी बड़े शहर में होना जरूरी नहीं है।
I don't see remoteness as a barrier. I think it really increases our ingenuity and the way that we have to think through problems. We really have to think hard about who we're going to reach out to, who we're going to work with, how we're going to work with them. That's why I started looking overseas for people to collaborate with, because I guess the same barrier for me to work with somebody in an Australian city as it is to work with someone in the Philippines or in India. In that way, the internet forces you to have a global mentality about what you're doing and who you can work with.
एक और एंटरप्रेन्योर डीन फोली कहते हैं कि अगर इंडिजिनस कम्युनिटी की सही तौर पर मदद की जाए तो वो बहुत तरक्की करते हुए आगे बढ़ सकती है।
There's massive opportunities. The challenge is, like, obviously you need the education and the experience and the support network to be able to execute. And it's one thing coming up with an idea. The hardest bit is actually making it work. Like in China and all that, when the manufacturing boom came along, you know, it lifted a lot of people out of poverty. Help fix a lot of social problems, and I think, you know, Indigenous businesses that are supposedly 100 times more likely to employ Indigenous people would obviously have the same positive effect within the Indigenous community.
जेट का कहना है कि उनकी कम्युनिटी के पास इंडिजिनस कम्युनिटी का हिस्सा होने की वजह से एक खास तजुर्बा भी मौजूद है.
And I think the way that we think about the world and the way that we think about our past and our future is vastly different to non-Indigenous peoples. And we have real value, which is, you know, cultural and spiritual value, but we also have vast economic value in these knowledge systems that we've been maintaining since time began.